Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. The past few weeks, I found myself in front of groups of people who all have varying missions. Politicians, corporate leaders, nonprofit boards, teachers, parents, school leaders, businesses, and family. And I found myself in the car a lot with the opportunity to reflect. As I was thinking about all of these different people that had invited me into their spheres of life and influence, I found myself thinking about how amazing it is and how amazing it was to be bouncing between all of these unique little universes. When you drive a lot, like I do, you get a chance to think. I think a lot, and I've learned to use that time to reflect upon what is going on in the different areas of my life. So, as I was reflecting upon the last few weeks and the unique environments I've been in, I was trying to think about what each of them had in common. And it was two things: leadership and commitment. As I've said a few times before, I believe that a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. Therefore, we're all leaders. I also believe that each of us is mission-driven, and some of us are still developing that mission. But the one thing that all these groups had in common that I was in front of was commitment. Commitment to their stakeholders, to their students, to their parents, to their children, to their values, and to themselves. So this episode, I want to reflect upon the idea of commitment, and what leaders commit to, how we demonstrate that commitment, and what it means to be committed. A leader's first commitment is to serving others, putting others first in the decision-making process, and serving others above self. The greatest leaders recognize that collectively, a group can find success through a shared vision and willingness to put others before self. Leaders recognize that to create commitment, they need to provide reinforcement of effort and success. They need to utilize the skills of those around them, have high expectations, and leaders need to demonstrate a commitment to their stakeholders by constantly modeling and living a service-driven life. Leaders demonstrate their commitment to others by constantly putting others first. There's a lot of great research that shows the incredible power and intrinsic satisfaction of putting those around you first. Committed leaders do not walk into boardrooms, offices, classrooms, or living rooms thinking about themselves. They walk into the environment, take in the situation, and then develop a response, plan, or strategy for those around them on how to make those they serve or support stronger. Me-centered leaders don't garner commitment from others. They create compliance and limit the results of those they serve. The second commitment that strong leaders make is to personal improvement. A constant thirst for more information, greater skills, and increasing the strength of your own qualities. Abraham Lincoln was someone who did not have the luxury of a formal education. When he became president, he would constantly find himself in odd situations. A situation where everyone around him seemed to have more information and knowledge than he did. However, when he'd come upon a hurdle of ignorance, he'd respond in a very humble way. He'd sit, listen, and then he'd commit to acquiring all of the information that he needed. You would never see him face that same hurdle again. Why? Because Lincoln was thirsty and committed to his mission of leadership. When he was at a loss of knowledge, he wouldn't allow others to define his decisions. He would march over to the Library of Congress and drown himself in information, study, discuss, and learn so that he could grow for himself, increase his leadership capacity, and finally follow through on his commitment to others. Leaders commit to personal improvement, increased knowledge, a worldview of situations, and they focus on preparing themselves to support and serve other people. While it may sound slightly contradictory to both focus on yourself and others, it's not. It's a fine balancing act. Too much focus on others leaves us uncommitted to ourselves, and too much focus on ourselves creates a selfishness that creates leaders that are hard to commit to. The final commitment I want you to reflect upon is your commitment to being a leader. I find that people who do not see themselves as leaders fail to recognize that it is a simple step that they must take. That step is to commit to the idea and behavior of recognizing that they are a leader. While reflecting on this concept, I came across a short article on Inc.com written by Minda Zetlin, the co-author of The Geek Gap, and she discussed the commitments that leaders must make as outlined by Vince Molinaro in his book, The Leadership Contract. The premise of the book, which I highly recommend, is that to be a leader, you have to decide to be a leader. Here's how Minda summarized the steps. Step 1. Leadership is a decision. You have to really define who you are as a leader, not just as an individual or a contributor to an organization, Molinaro says. Are you prepared to lead the way to whatever you believe is right? We've all worked with leaders who just show up every day with that decision clearly already made, and others who are just there. One telltale sign of a leader who has made a decision to be a leader is accountability. When things go wrong, do you blame external forces or others in your organization? Real leaders accept responsibility as the heads of their team, and they're always looking and working to do things better. Number 2, leadership is an obligation. Once you've made that deliberate decision to be a leader, you must accept that the expectations are higher for you than for everyone else in your organization. You have a duty to your team, your stakeholders, your customers, and your community, Molinaro says. Part of that duty is holding to a higher standard of behavior than you might expect from those around you. Another part is recognizing your own limitations and developing them. Number 3, leadership is hard work. Leadership is hard, and it's only getting harder, Molinaro says. When you're running a business, there are a lot of great things that have to get done, and also some hard things. These might include repairing relationships that have soured, confronting employees who aren't performing, or giving candid feedback to someone who needs it. It's human nature to avoid the hard stuff, but if you do, you weaken your own self, he says. If you have the courage to tackle the hard stuff, you become stronger, a better leader. Number 4, leadership takes a community. You have to build a sense of community within your company, within your stakeholders, with your bedrock relationships and people you can act on and support and listen to as your own advisors. And you must nurture other leaders within your organization and hold them to the same 4 commitments. Leading others is never easy. It is rewarding, difficult, engaging, stressful, heart-swelling, and heartbreaking. But there's one trait that takes leaders from one level to the next: commitment. When you recognize that you have made a contract with yourself to lead, you grow. You do more for others and yourself. You serve others in a committed way, and you also find solutions to drive success for those around you. When you make the commitment to lead, you also make the commitment to be accountable. Accountability often deters ordinary people from committing to leadership. However, leaders who support others commit to collaboration, and through collaboration and the service for others, we grow leaders around us through example, mentoring, support, and interventions. We can guide others to committing to lead. Too many of us forget that we have influence over others, and when we forget that, we are overlooking our own commitment to lead. When you make a pledge to the concept of leadership, high standards, and others, you find yourself motivated and willing to take risks in order to ensure that those around you reach new heights. Remember that collaborating around problems, driving results, and hitting outcomes comes from ordinary people doing extraordinary things as a result to their own commitment to being a leader. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you can coach others to committing to leadership. How committed are you to growing personally and professionally? How do you practice putting others before self? And last, when you commit to serving others and leading, how do you keep yourself accountable to your commitment? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for joining us this week, and thank you to the Wellpennies for their music. Please remember to share this on your social platform and contact me at ted@cesa6.org for other ways that we can support you or other strategies to support your leadership. Finally, I want to thank Dave Farnham, one of my Sherpas. When I was a young teacher, I had to decide which degree I wanted to pursue to further myself. And I had at that point decided that I wanted to pursue my master's degree in history and study the quality of historical leadership so that I could eventually teach at the university level. Instead, Dave told me to get my master's degree in educational leadership so that I could become a principal someday. I didn't see myself as a principal. And when I was teaching, I never really saw myself as a leader. I saw myself simply as a history teacher and a soccer coach. But Dave saw my leadership potential. He was a great role model, and he encouraged me to commit to leadership. His push created a spark and sent me on a mission. Thanks, Farnham.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.